the young people to come forward this morning. There's a great story waiting for you, and one of the storytellers that will be doing that for us today is one of my favorite storytellers, and that's Principal Jeff. So come on this way, and he has a story for you.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Oh, you're asleep. It's good. I want to tell you a story. About 3 years ago, 3 years ago right now, I was actually the principal at Columbia Adventist Academy. And it was super cool. That's where I, is that in the way? That's where I graduated from, and it was really fun to go back there. And my brain remembered high school being the greatest thing ever. I only remembered really, really good things about high school. But when I got back, I realized that kind of my brain had omitted some of the other things that happen in high school. It's actually kind of a tough time for people. And one of the things that would happen a lot is some of the students would come to me, and this was about 3 years ago, and they would say weird things to me, like teenager things to me. And one of the things that they would say is, "Mr. Jackson, can you check in with so-and-so? He is salty today." And I would say, like, "Salty today, yeah, definitely, I'm on that." And then they'd say, "So-and-so's, he's really salty. Can you check on him?" "Yeah, that's fine." What I would actually do is I'd run to my office, and I'd get out my phone and type in, like, what does it mean when teenagers say salty? And as soon as I figured out that, they'd come on to another word, and I'd have to learn what that is. It was crazy. But I want to focus on salty today because, in fact, in the Bible, in Matthew and Mark and Luke, Jesus says something about salt. It's actually on the Sermon on the Mount. And in fact, in Matthew at verse 13, chapter 5, verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth." You are the salt of the earth. Does anybody have any idea what Jesus might have meant by "we're the salt of the earth"? Yeah, we got question marks. We got question marks. That's no problem. That's no problem. Let's stop with that first. Let's stop with that first, and let's see if we can show a little something real quick here. So we have a couple of things. We have a big thing of eggs, but there's actually only two eggs in here. And we have a tablespoon, and we have a spoon. I don't know what those ones are called. Spoon. Teaspoon. Thank you. You guys are good. We have some cups. That's good, too. We got cups. Yeah, I like cups. We have some salt. Some salt. And we have some water. All right. So we're going to try something here first. We're going to put water in cups. So I'll put this down and put water in cups. Now we have some eggs. These are just normal eggs. They're not hard-boiled. I would show you, but then they'd be ruined. So these are just normal eggs. And we want to pretend like this egg is just a person. This egg is a person. And this is kind of like stuff that happens in life. And so we're going to take this egg, and we're going to gently put it in here. And let's guess. What do you think is going to happen when I put the egg in the water? She's a cheater. She's seen this before. It's gonna. We won't let her answer anymore. It might. She thinks it might sink. So we'll put the egg in here, and it's sinking. If that were you, and that's your day, you're kind of getting bogged down by the whole day, and you're stuck at the bottom, and it's not so great. The Bible says we are the light. Oh, wait. It says we are the salt of the earth. It says the light of the world right afterwards. The salt of the earth. And so now we're going to try that. We're going to take some of this salt. If we were to say we're good stuff in the world, what are some of the good things we can do? What are some ways we can help people out? What are the ways that we can make sure that we're dialed in to do what God wants us to do? Does anybody have any ideas?
Read the Bible.
Reading the Bible is awesome. Do you have anything? What? Pray. I heard prayer. Yeah, pray. That's super good. So let's do some of those things. In fact, let's see. That's two things. Let's see if we can come up with three things. What's a third thing we could do? What's a third thing?
Go to church.
We're doing it right now. That's perfect. So let's put in three good things. One good thing. Oh, you're so good. Two good things. And three good things. Perfect. And what we need to do now, where was a spoon somewhere? There it is. I've kind of tested this a couple times. I think if we stir it for about 30 seconds, who can count to 30? Can you guys count to 30? You want to go on the count of three? One, two, three. Got to count kind of slow, though.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Well done. And so now we have some salt. Now we have some salt, and we're going to put somebody else in there. So this person is surrounded by the salt of the earth. And let's see what happens to him when he goes through something. Oh, what happened to that guy? He floats. Somehow, the salt did something. Without the salt, you're at the bottom. You're at the bottom of everything, and everything's kind of weighing on top of you. But with salt, you're actually floating on top. Everything's not so bad. You're still in the water, still getting wet, but your head is above water. The Bible, when it says that, says you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it useful again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. In the olden days, salt was like the only flavoring that there was. I'm not a big salt fan. My uncle loves salt. He puts it on everything. In the olden days, this was all you had. You went to the Mediterranean Sea, you went to the Dead Sea, you got out a scoop of water, you waited for it to evaporate, and you'd have some salt, and you'd put it on things, and it would make meat last longer. It would make food taste better. And that's what Jesus is saying we're supposed to do. We're actually supposed to make the world better for people around us. People should be happy because we're near them. And so as we cruise through our days, we want to pray, Jesus, what can I do to help people around me have a better day so that they can float through the day and kind of cruise through and see God through us. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we can head back to our seats. Dear God, you have so many interesting things written in your Bible, and one of them is calling us salt. And we want to be everything you've made us to be. We want to make this world a better place for those around us, and we can only do that through you. So this morning, we want to give ourselves to you. We lift up these amazing kids. You have such good plans for their lives, Lord. Bless them. Help them to remember you as we get close to this Christmas season and be with us today. Amen. You guys can go back to your seat and grab the silver trays as you go. It's going to be you. Thank you.